And to the Democrats, some of them worry that the increasingly bitter sniping between frontrunners Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama could cause the party lasting damage.
And in states like California, as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, it's exposing some long-standing friction between two key Democratic constituencies, blacks and Latinos.
Hillary! My Hillary!
On a recent campaign swing through Los Angeles, Hillary Clinton headed straight for the heart of the city's Latino community. Accompanied by L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, who co-chairs her national campaign, she stopped to bond with the lunch crowd at a popular taco restaurant in East L.A. Clinton has had lots of hot sauce and chips in her effort to connect with Latino voters in the West. And in California, she scored a big endorsement from Dolores Huerta, a Latina icon who led the United Farm Workers Union with Cesar Chavez. The latest field poll shows Clinton leading Barack Obama 3-1 among California Latinos. In East L.A., handyman Art Gomez explains why Clinton has his vote.
To me, it's like the ultimate, you know, to see a woman up there. It would be like if Kennedy was still alive, his wife took on the presidency, you know, something like that.
While Hillary Clinton benefits from her husband's name, Barack Obama remains relatively unknown to some Californians, and some, like Art Gomez, are confused.
I don't know, man. It's like the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I mean, like, we're fighting over there in the Muslim world, and we got a candidate that's Muslim. I mean, that's just, like, trips me out.
Oh, he's not Muslim?
No. I thought he was Muslim.
To help introduce himself to California Latinos, Barack Obama recently visited DJ Eddie Sotelo, better known as Piolin. On his popular morning radio show, Sotelo convinced Obama to sing in Spanish.
Mexico lindo y querido.
Mexico.
Lindo.
Lindo.
Y querido.
Y querido.
Si me muero lejos de ti.
Si
muero lejos de ti.
Muero way.
Lejos de ti.
Lejos de ti. It's close.
With crowds of Latino workers, Obama has also chanted the old Chicano rallying cry, Si se puede, and he has his own endorsements from Latino leaders. Obama supporters even remixed a reggaeton song in his honor. But in California, Obama may face a barrier beyond name recognition, the sometimes uneasy and competitive relations between Latinos and blacks. It's an attitude expressed in L.A. by one caller to NPR station KPCC.
I've had friends, individuals as blacks, and we've gotten along fine, but as a community, I just don't trust them.
Daniela from Mar Vista had more to say.
To have a black president would, I don't know, it would just... The black community would just kind of rise up and, you know, they would just feel like they owned the entire country.
In Los Angeles, friction between Latinos and African Americans isn't new. The question is how it might play out in the presidential campaign.
Many Latinos are still reluctant to vote for an African American candidate, period.
Jaime Regalado is a political science professor at Cal State LA.
A lot of it's based on, let's be frank, prejudicial racial stereotypes. And feelings. I had them in my own family with my dad, so they're not far removed.
Black leaders are also aware of the cultural divide.
We've seen gang violence, crime, fights between Latinos and African Americans, students in the schools.
Earl Afari Hutchinson is author of The Ethnic Presidency, How Race Decides the Race to the White House. He says blacks and Latinos have been struggling for limited resources in schools, jobs, health care, and other services in neighborhoods they share.
And if it spills over into the voting booth, Mr. Obama's in trouble.
I think it is utterly and complete nonsense. Latinos, in fact, vote for blacks all the time.
Antonio Gonzalez leads the nonpartisan Southwest Voter Registration Education Project.
Is our tensions based on transitions in communities? Yes. I don't think, though, this reflects itself in the electoral arena. Far more unites Latinos and African Americans than divides them.
Barack Obama points to his large Latino support in his home state of Illinois. And in California, he can also count on college students like Elias Beltran.
I don't know really much of his politics, but just because he's black, pretty much. I mean, I would like to see that. As being Hispanic, I like to see other people of color.
Younger Latinos like Beltran now make up half of all new registered voters in California. If they vote, they can make a huge difference for Clinton or Obama. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.